The Girl Power Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the Girl Power Podcast. Today, we're hanging out with the Grammy-winning musician, singer, songwriter, producer, PJ Morton. You name it, he does it. R&B, gospel, pop. No big deal for PJ. Please welcome PJ Morton. Hey, PJ, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. The Grammy-winning singing brother by the name of PJ.
I appreciate it. Yes, yes.
And congratulations on your latest Grammys. How many does this make now?
It's like four in a row, actually. Four Ooh. Years in a row, four Grammys, and I am over the moon about it. It's crazy. I can't believe this is my life.
Look at you. You deserve it. It's so well deserved. It is so well deserved.
Thank you.
Where do you keep your Grammys?
Thank you so much. They're at home. They're at home in my little office. I'm building a new studio, and I'm thinking about at least maybe having a couple over there and maybe keeping a couple home. So we'll see. But right now, yeah, they're in the cut. You got to go in my office.
Well, I'm sure they'll make their way on display when you get up to about number 15 or 16. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Yes, speaking it. We're speaking it.
Yes, speaking into existence. I received it.
So let me ask you, when did you know or discover your gift? How old were you when you were like, hey, wait a minute, I'm maybe on to something?
Yeah, I think one of the amazing things, and I think one thing that helped me was that my family was musical, so I had it around me. And I guess what that is, you know, what that allows is for them to see it in you.
Yes.
So I think because I was around it so much, it was a very young age that I realized, okay, I think I maybe could do this. You know, about 8 years old is when I started tapping around on the piano. What I felt internally, because my dad would lie to me and call me a genius, you know, when I knew I wasn't playing nothing. but when I started to believe that I could play a little bit, was probably age 14. I was like, okay, I think I can maybe really do this, you know. I've been doing it ever since.
Wow. Well, being a PK, you know, I'm a PK as well.
oh, yeah.
Were you conflicted when you decided, well, you know, should I do gospel or should I do secular or, hey, I'm just going to do both?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a transition because initially it was looked at as rebellion. I mean, I guess, you know, before you realize that it's a mission or that it's your calling, you know, it's just looked at as any preacher's kid who wants to do R&B.
Right.
You know, like, okay, that boy is rebelling. But I think after they realized, like, okay, PJ's not doing the normal R&B, what I thought, you know, like, he's still keeping his standard. He's being who he is. And I think once they realized that, they became, like, my biggest supporters. And when my dad was fully supporting me like that, that really empowered me.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I felt like I could be whatever I wanted to be. So I do R&B sometimes, go write gospel songs for people, be in a pop band, you know, it's like all over the place. All over the place. But that was the freedom. And I think God is so big, you know.
Absolutely.
We often limit God to just being one thing. Like God only likes one genre. Like that's the
right
gift he's given. So I've been empowered by it. But initially, yeah, it was a little pushback that I had to, you know, which also made me better and made me more intentional about who I was and mm-hmm. knew why I was doing things and not just doing them to do them, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Well, we know that of course Stevie Wonder is one of your major influences. Who were some of your other earlier influences as you were coming up?
Yeah, I guess Stevie's a very obvious one because I make, you know, vocal choices like Stevie and we both play piano. But just as influential for me were like, you know, the DeBarges,
mm-hmm.
Donnie Hathaway, James Taylor, the
yes.
Beatles.
Okay.
All that stuff was mixed in for me. Prince was a huge one for me. I had to sneak and listen to certain things, but the musicality just spoke to me so much
right.
Back then. And not only that, but the way he you know, the same way that I produce my own music and write it and play a lot of the instruments, you know, I related to that in Prince. So those are some other ones that touched me early. And in gospel, the Clark sisters,
yes,
the Winans,
yes.
Yeah, they were huge for me as well. Yeah,
absolutely. So, all right, let's get to this. Please don't walk away, sir. Sir, when I tell you, yeah, I've had to reclaim my time because every single time this song comes on the radio, I don't care what I'm doing, I stop.
Wow.
And listen. Wow. To every. Wow. Single word. Man, one of the most beautiful
Thank
songs
so much.
I have ever heard. And one thing I noticed about it, it's kind of a little different from, you know, mm-hmm. the way you usually do music.
Sure.
Your singing. What was your approach to this song as opposed to how you normally, you know, sit down to craft a song?
Yeah, and thank you so much. You hear a lot of songs, so
yeah.
I appreciate that.
I do.
But that's the way we felt about it. As soon as I finished it, it was like undeniable the way it connected. I was just hoping that it was going to connect to people the same way. But you're right in the way I approached this a little differently. I actually had to record it twice.
Wow.
Because I wrote it the way I write these songs, you know, I'll mumble the melody before I put words to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the mumble was just really vulnerable and soft and softer than I normally sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I actually went to sing it with words, I sang it in my normal, you know, harder tone. And it just wasn't feeling the same. It wasn't, it lost whatever magic it had.
Mm-hmm.
And so we woke up the next morning and I re-sang the whole song. Because the words were just so honest,
yes,
vulnerable, you
yes,
know, that I had to sing it that way. So I had to challenge myself to go to a different place in my voice. It really like introduced me to a different tone for me that I had never really used. So I just knew that that's what the song was asking for and what it needed. And now you have the vocal that you hear. But
yes.
Yeah, I recorded it twice because of that. Yeah.
Well, it translates. It definitely translates. I mean, you can feel every word that you're singing in the song. It is just so beautiful. You did an amazing job on this. I mean, really, just such
Thank
a
you.
Great,
Thank
great
you.
Song. So the album, Watch the Sun, is coming out April 29th. Tell me about the album.
Yes, April 29th. I'm so excited. The album is I think, you know, my best work, my biggest undertaking. You know, it feels like a magnum opus or something. I really put my heart, this is the longest I've ever taken on an album. I mean, I probably started some of these songs 2 years ago when we first got shut down, March 2020.
Oh, wow.
And it took me this long to finish it because I just wanted to be intentional about every word. You know, when you don't have time, you can't even record those songs twice like I did and make the right choice and
mm-hmm.
switch the vocal.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to have that freedom of time. So I think that's why it's my best work. And, of course, I got some of the biggest people I've ever had. I mean, I got Stevie Wonder and Nas on a song together.
Yeah.
You know, I got Jill Scott on the album. Wale is on the album. El DeBarge, one of my favorites. Like I said, part of my DNA.
Yes.
Me and El have a song together. So it's just an amazing body of work. And I want to call it that because I think it is designed to be listened to as a whole piece of art. You know, as a whole body of work, and I couldn't be prouder, man. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to put it out into the world.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're definitely excited because when I first saw the track list and I saw who you had on the album, I'm like, wow.
yeah, no, man. I call all the favors.
I believe you.
Yes.
Well, I cannot wait to hear it, man. What is next for you? I know you did a short little tour. Are you going back out on the road?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what's next. We're announcing summer tour pretty soon. And I can't wait to, you know, that was a warm up during the My Peace tour. But we're about to hit all the places we have missed for these last 2 years, some places 3 years, because I was on tour with Maroon 5.
Yes.
When the shutdown happened. So it felt amazing doing that short run and touching the people like that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get all over the world and play this new music, as well as, of course, we'll always play the old music too. So yeah, Watch the Sun World Tour is going to be announced soon, and
yes.
I'll see everybody this summer. Yeah.
Well, we are. That's right. We're outside now, so please keep Greensboro on your calendar. You got to come through.
Absolutely. I got to.
PJ Morton, man, thank you so much for calling in, and your work is just exquisite, if I must say so myself. So keep doing what you're doing. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, indeed. No, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed talking to you, and hope to see you soon.
All right, take care. PJ Morton, everybody, on the Girl Power Podcast. Watch the Sun is out April 29th. Make sure you pick it up.